Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All righty, welcome back. We got a really short show today. I got an appointment. I got an appointment here in about... Damn, I forgot to switch the video resolution up. Hopefully the horizontal is not laggy today. We got a short episode. I got to run probably in 20 minutes. But that's the type of dedication we bring into this thing right here, baby. That's all it is, man. And we got the trade deadline. We got to catch up on that. That's probably going to occupy the majority of the airtime today, or the moves made ahead of the NFL trade deadline. Looks like the window just closed about 13 minutes ago on the NFL trade deadline. So all moves are final. If you were hoping for your organization to make a move and they haven't at this point, they're not going to make a move. And we saw the Cincinnati Bengals act first on today's trade deadline day, dealing Logan Wilson to the Dallas Cowboys for a seventh round pick. Look, the writing was on the wall. The guy wanted out. A lot of guys in Cincinnati wanted out. Logan Wilson seemed to be the only guy that was allowed to be let out of this decrepit organization. So the Bengals get a seventh rounder in return for Logan Wilson, which inevitably will be wasted. Just like a first round pick would be wasted, just like a second round pick or a third round pick would be wasted. Anytime the Bengals trade for a draft pick, you can just chalk it up as a waste. And Logan Wilson, look, probably the best draft in recent memory for the Cincinnati Bengals was that 2020 draft. You got Joe Burrow, number one overall pick. Literal retard with cerebral palsy could have made that call. T. Higgins in the second round was a good pick. I obviously, looking back on it, T. Higgins is a first-round talent. Okay, you get him in the second round. And then in the third round, we pick Logan Wilson, the guy who was the nucleus of our defense for years, was a core part of that super team that made that run to the Super Bowl in 2021. And he just started to see his reps decline as we got farther and farther down the road this season. It's clear the Bengals, they want to go with the young rookies who comprise the worst linebacker core in football right now. I don't really pay attention to PFF grades, but it's pretty easy to pile on a group of bad football players when PFF grades also coincide with them being bad. Missed tackles, that's the main problem. Physicality, you got to have a leader on defense. And the Bengals are choosing to baptize these young rookie linebackers, Barrett Carter, Demetrius Knight, in fire. And it could work out for them well, and it could destroy any semblance of confidence that they have going forward in their careers and completely debilitate them, as Cincinnati seems to do with a lot of players. Trey Hendrickson, I saw a media meeting that he had a day or two ago, and the guy just looks broken. The guy just looks beat down. He looks like he wants to cry. And he was not traded ahead of this deadline. Now, what would be really funny, really on brand, and really piss me off would be if the Bengals let him walk this offseason. The most logical explanation, the most logical course of action, which probably means the Cincinnati Bengals would do the opposite, would be to franchise tag Trey Hendrickson. I think they made a decent move not extending him when they did. I will give the Bengals front office credit for that. They refused to pay him $35 million a year. Hope I'm not too laggy. They refused to pay him $35 million a year because they wanted to challenge him and say, look, we want to see if you can stay healthy. He has not stayed healthy this season. And so now the Bengals have effectively, by trying to win deals, you don't always come out on top. In fact, I err on the side of taking care of players. But in this case, the Bengals probably saved themselves about $5 million, and you franchise tag Trey, and you save $5 million, you pay him $30 million next season. But something about the way this Cincinnati franchise operates tells me that they're going to let Trey, for some reason, walk and get nothing for him. It's kind of a rock and a hard place with the Bengals, because if you got a first rounder for Trey, odds are, if Duke Tobin's still in charge of personnel, that it's going to be a waste. And I'm hearing a lot of, look, I finally saw a first article today from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk insider Mike Florio. I don't know who Mike Florio knows in the building in Cincinnati, but Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is saying heads are going to roll in Cincinnati and that Duke Tobin might not make it through the bye week with his job. My God, would I be at half mast if that is the case? Because if Duke Tobin gets fired and the Bengals actually go out and get a bona fide personnel guy, I'm not saying I trust the Bengals to make a good hire to replace Duke Tobin either. There's a lot of layers to this, okay? But the first step is acknowledging that the failure of this Bengals franchise has come from a lack of scouting, from ineffective player personnel folks in charge, and then it trickles down from there. If you're a coach and you don't have any players worth a damn, you could be Vince Lombardi and still lose games and still have people calling for your jobs. Now, I'm not saying that Zach Taylor's hands are completely clean. Katie Blackburn, arguably the most cancerous individual in this Bengals organization, who unfortunately cannot and will not be fired, said that they don't believe in job titles at the Bengals. That's why we don't have a real GM. And that's also why Zach Taylor is apparently responsible for half of the player personnel decisions. I'm not in the building. I can't confirm that to be fact. But that's just what I've read. And so you make one move, you trade Logan Wilson away, arguably still, well, he's not on the team anymore, but when he was on the team, he was the best linebacker on the roster, and they, for some reason, opt to go with these young guys who have been playing absolutely terrible, and you send him somewhere where he can play. Quinnen Williams is headed to Dallas as well, the elite run stuffer. He's headed there from the Jets. The Jets dealt two guys today, two star players on defense the Jets dealt. They dealt Quinnen Williams, who before the Bengals' historic collapse these last 2 weeks was rumored to potentially have Cincinnati as a landing spot. No more are the Bengals buyers. The Cowboys, for some reason, who dropped their game last night to the Cardinals, dropped to 3-5-1, but seem to be buyers in today, ahead of today's trade deadline. They get elite run stuffer Quinnen Williams to bolster that interior defensive line a little bit. The Alabama product still has got a lot of good football left in him. And I was shocked to see that Dallas acquired him as well. So now Dallas at 3-5-1, for some reason, they got this delusional confidence that their buyers ahead of the trade deadline at 3-5-1 pick up Quinnen Williams on the interior D-line and Logan Wilson at that Mike linebacker spot. The Dallas Cowboys, another struggling defense in pro football. I think they might be the second worst defense next to Cincinnati. Makes some moves. And what do the Bengals do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know who did do something? The Indianapolis Colts. They won't go out and get one of the elite corners in the game who lately hasn't been showing up as much, been hurt some, been doing some commercials, maybe some movies, a variety, Met Gala, is Sauce Gardner. And Sauce Gardner, and we were on to this weeks ago, by the way, here on the podcast, Indianapolis was rumored to have been pursuing another piece at defensive back, and they go out and they get Sauce Gardner for two first-round picks. A 2026 first-rounder, Indy dealt, and a 2027 first-rounder, Indy dealt. You know what that tells me? These Colts are confident that they can and will win now. Anything short of an AFC championship appearance for this Indianapolis Colts franchise this season would deem them a failure after they make this move to trade two first-round picks to the Jets in exchange for Sauce Gardner. I can't even remember his first name anymore. But that one happened, among other moves. Again, I said this was going to be a short episode. I got to head out here for my next appointment here in about 6 or 7 minutes. That's why we're doing the show early today. Sorry to catch everyone off guard. If you want to go back and watch this, let's say that, people that will catch this episode don't need to know that they can watch the replay because they'll already be watching the replay. Other moves made today. Some of the less talked about moves made today. Dolphins were getting called for Jalen Waddle and Bradley Chubb. The Dolphins did not make another deal before the deadline and opted to hold on to both of them. One guy the Miami Dolphins did trade away was edge rusher Jalen Phillips. He's headed to Philly, and maybe I can pull up the details of that deal. Let's take a look. Jalen Phillips. All right, let's see. Let's open that in a new tab. I know we are running short on time. Eagles land Jalen Phillips in trade with the Dolphins. We're going to have a video play automatically here that I'm going to need to pause. The Philadelphia Eagles, they were also buyers. They traded away their receiver, Bama product, John Mechie, and they got a corner in return. I can't remember. Maybe this article will tell us. Okay. The Dolphins got a 2026 third-round pick for Jalen Phillips. Eagles hope to hoist their struggling pass rush with the third trade in the last week. Eagles will pay Phillips $1.5 million for the rest of the year. The Dolphins converted $5.12 million of his remaining salary into a signing bonus. Phillips has 3 sacks in 9 games this season and 28 in his 5-year career with Miami. He was a first-round pick in 2021. I'm reading right now that Sauce Gardner was shocked by the trade to Indy. Sauce Gardner was stunned by the trade, per his brother and agent, Alante Gardner, who told me he learned of the deal around 12:15 in a call from the Jets. They had no inkling before that, he said. Sauce has no negative feelings toward the Jets. He understands it's a business, and we will continue once this tweet loads all the way. Alante said Sauce did get a call from Aaron Glenn to let him know that he was going to be traded. Well, that's nice that they had the courtesy to holler at him and let him know that he needs to pack up his shit. He's headed to a winning team. Okay, what else? And we might need to run here in a minute. Williams talked about that. And we also mentioned this on the show. I want to give us credit. We are on with this stuff. We said a week or 2 weeks ago that the Saints would deal. What is this effect? Is it my hand? Is it my gesture? What the hell? I'm glad I didn't continue on, because then I would have had to clip that with that bullshit. I got to figure this out. These effects on Streamlabs. All right, I'm killing time. I'm blowing hot air. We said a couple weeks ago on the show that the Saints would deal at least one of their wide receivers, either Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed. And lo and behold, today, ahead of the trade deadline, Rashid Shaheed is headed to greener pastures. He's a Seattle Seahawk and one of the fastest receivers in the NFL. Now has Sam Darnold, who's playing his ass off, at his disposal. And we called it here on the show. One of these Saints receivers gets traded, and it ends up being Shaheed. I got a couple of trade requests. I got Rashid Shaheed sitting on my bench on my fantasy team. I might have to upgrade him to a starter now that he's got Sam Darnold throwing to him. I've already gotten a few trade requests in that league for Shaheed. Who else? Jakobi Meyers requested a trade in training camp from the Vegas Raiders. He finally gets his wish on November the 4th, ahead of the trade deadline, about 5 hours ago. He's headed to Jacksonville. Not really greener pastures, in my opinion. Yeah, a little greener. Maybe a little yellower. Jacksonville, not a real serious contention discussion for them. You know what I mean? Rashid Shaheed going from New Orleans to Seattle. That's a big, big upgrade for Shaheed in terms of the team he's on. Sauce Gardner to Indy. Big, big upgrade in terms of the quality of contendership around his new squad. Quinnen Williams. Logan Wilson. Lateral move, you know. So, I do have to run, guys. I'm sorry for the short episode. I'm sorry for the early episode, but this is the only way that we were going to get this done today. So, I'm glad to have hopped on with you guys, even for a short 20-minute episode. I do have to run. I'm in a time crunch. It's actually a bit of a nightmare right now. No, everything's good. Everything's good. I haven't eaten today. And I got to run 30 minutes down to Scottsdale for my next appointment. I'll be there for an hour, and then I got 30 minutes back from Scottsdale. Probably going to have to eat my food then. And then I got Pop Warner practice with my 8U kids. We're still in it. We got our first regional game against the California team this Saturday. I'll keep you guys posted, updated on that as we continue to advance through the regional playoffs. Again, I know that since this episode's early, that we probably didn't catch a ton of listeners. That's okay, because you can go right to the channel, watch the replay. You can also listen to this on any audio platform that you can think of, big or small. That's updated daily. I actually need to update that a couple episodes. Look out for Madden streams, too. I know we haven't been doing as much of that, but that's something that's really helpful to the channel, something our subscribers enjoy, and something I enjoy doing. Just haven't been able to find the time lately. Seems like everybody, all the freaks come out at night, and we get all of our viewers on the Madden stream at night. But sometimes I get tired. I'm an active guy, you know, so got to pull the cojones, grab my nuts, and hop on a Madden stream here soon. All right. Hopefully the horizontal version of this stream wasn't laggy. I'm a one-man show, and that's all the reason why you should subscribe to this channel, because we want some income to start paying producers, start paying people to help us bring the best version of this show to you as we can. So if you're watching this and you're not subscribed, I'd love it if you did that. And if you don't, I'll probably cry. But if anything, just hit that like button for me right now. Appreciate it so much. Again, sorry for the early short episode. Only way we're getting it done today. So I'm going to head out now. I'm going to be late to my next appointment if I don't shut up and get off here. But I do love you guys. I'll see you guys back tomorrow, bare minimum. I don't want to overpromise. I always say, maybe you'll see me on a Madden stream later. But I shouldn't say it if I don't know it to be fact. So sub to the channel so you can see all my new stuff when it occurs. And yeah. All right. Love you guys. Sorry for the short episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.